in the Lunchtime Edition. A university social research expert recommends a more holistic approach to tackling violent crime in Barbados and wonders whether some of the current community strategies are working. The Congress of Trade Unions wants tougher efforts to crack down on the flow of illegal guns into the country and to deal with the gang culture. And the Minister of Church Affairs, Colin Jordan, rejects the notion that government is promoting a fed culture and that the crop over activities are in conflict with the call for a weekend of prayer. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
And the lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Open the door to security for your biggest asset, your home. With an ICBL Easy Home policy, your investment is covered in the event of damages resulting from a hurricane, fire, theft, and more. Attractive rates and payment plans await. Call us today at 434-6000 or chat with a representative online at icbl.com about our homeowners policies and ask about cover for your contents too. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
A university social research expert is recommending what he calls a more holistic approach to tackling violent crime in Barbados. Dr. Dwayne Devenish, professor of management and organizational behavior in the Department of Management Studies at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus, was speaking on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks call-in program. He noted the crime prevention and crime fighting initiatives announced by government, including a series of community-based programs and events, and the establishment of a new police unit to fight organized crime. Professor Devenish, who has conducted extensive research into crime and violence, supports the establishing of a special unit, but believes some of the other initiatives implemented need to be evaluated to see how effective they have been. He also thinks that community programs have to be part of wider strategic efforts and that execution is key.
And of course, beyond execution, whether the programs and the interventions that are already in place have been evaluated to determine if they're bearing fruit. There's a consensus across the research here locally as to the determinants of crime. I've heard so many piecemeal arguments about, you know, bringing sports programs back into the communities, dealing with poverty, but those are singular factors or singular interventions that will do little if they're not executed in tandem. So the goal here is to have a more holistic approach when it comes to tackling the determinants.
And he wonders about the effectiveness of some approaches.
I don't have any evaluative data to suggest, but the fact that the horses have left the stables, it then brings into question perhaps the things that we have in place may very well need to be reassessed. I was telling my students over a few months ago that we seem to have something known as a Trump effect. If you remember, David, at the height of COVID, when Trump was president, he made a point that if we want to reduce cases, positive COVID-19 cases, that then we should reduce tests. And everybody laughed at it. And if you think about it, we treat monitoring and evaluation in the same way. We have to play a better role when it comes to not just the execution now, David, but also monitoring and evaluating.
Professor Dwayne Devenish, also speaking on the program, Labour Minister Colin Jordan, who has responsibility for ecclesiastical affairs, highlighted the importance of the religious component, such as government's call for a weekend of prayer and reflection.
Considering the issues that lay before us and invoking the assistance of God in addressing these matters, I think is important, and government believes it is important. It is not the only approach, the only intervention, but it is an important one. And for people of faith will tell you that it's probably the most important one. But it's an important one, and we believe that it needs to be one of the approaches that we use to address an issue such as the one we're discussing now.
He also responded to moderator David Ellis, who wondered whether government was helping to promote affect culture and whether the crop over activities were in conflict with the call for a weekend of reflection.
Somebody just wrote me and said they're going to pray this weekend and next weekend they're going to be Kadis Kadumant and then it's crop over and everybody's going to forget all about that. This is the government that you belong to. You are a faith-based person and they will ask you, how on earth can you sit comfortably in an environment such as this where so many people believe that the wrong messages are being pushed by the government that you belong to?
I do not agree that you can govern a country without engaging everybody in the country. But a country cannot be properly managed where there are some people who are at the center and there are some people who are on the sidelines. That's just speaking to inclusivity. The matter of a government promoting fetting. No, I don't know where that comes from because I do not recall that there's been any increase in fetting. No, fetting is something that is promoted by individual entrepreneurs. If you're referring to something like pandemonium, for example, which is free for people to enter, I do not know how you consider that to be a negative where you have a high quality production of skill.
The Labour Minister, Colin Jordan, who has responsibility for ecclesiastical affairs, speaking to David Ellis on Down to Brass Tacks. This is The Latest. The Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Associations of Barbados, C2SAB, wants the surge in gun violence to be urgently addressed and believes the issue is rooted in an increase in the gang culture. Speaking during a media briefing this morning, General Secretary of C2SAB, Dennis DePisa, said government needs to ramp up its measures to address the importation of guns and believes greater research and stricter enforcement are needed.
The more vigorous and concerted effort must be directed at identifying the sources of the importation of guns into the island. This must be the first step in a plan of action which is aimed at getting to the root of the problem. It requires that the police and border patrol agents up the ante, intensifying their searches beyond the mere routine exercises at all ports of entry and landing bays on the island. In like manner, Coast Guard is also required to up its ante in the search of vessels and their cargo.
C2SAB General Secretary Dennis DePisa, the Governor General of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Dame Susan Dugan, has issued an exclusion order for the Vice President of the country's Hotel Association, Batu Irim. This follows a July 4th interaction between him and Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez in the Southern Grenadines Island. Prime Minister Gonzalez told the Media Corporation of the Caribbean that this order can come from the Governor General if she deems that any person who is an alien is not conducive to good order and peace. He made the comment as he toured the Grenadine island of Canwan with other leaders from the Sub-Regional Organization of Eastern Caribbean States. When asked if there was any particular action or activity that had informed the head of state's decision, Dr. Gonzalez said the matter was one that he could not discuss. The exclusion order for Irim, a Turkish national who is also the chief executive officer of the Canwan Group, came despite a July 5th letter from Irim to Prime Minister Gonzalez and the SVGHTA, in which he expressed regret over the tone of an interaction between he and the Prime Minister. Our top stories. University social research expert Professor Duane Devenish recommends a more holistic approach to tackling violent crime in Barbados. The Congress of Trade Unions wants tougher efforts to crack down on illegal guns and the gang culture. Minister for Church Affairs Colin Jordan rejects the notion that government is promoting affect culture and that crop over activities are in conflict with the call for a weekend of prayer. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News, Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. And like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.